Combing Grandma's Hair, based on a true story by Beverly J. Alstrom. "Here we are," Dad said softly as he turned off the car. "Do I have to go in?" Lucy asked. "No," Mom said, "not if you don't want to. But this might be the last time you get to see Great-Grandma Irma. She is very sick." Lucy thought about what Mother had said for a few minutes. She couldn't imagine not seeing her great-grandmother, whom she called Grandma Irma, again. She had always liked to come here and visit. When Lucy was smaller, Grandma Irma read her the story of Pocahontas saving John Smith's life. Lucy remembered how it felt to sit on Grandma Irma's lap, all warm, soft, and safe. Lucy swallowed hard. "I'll come in," she said. "Good for you," Mom told her. Granny, Grandma Irma's daughter, and Lucy's grandma met them at the front door. She looked like she'd been crying, and in her hand was a brush. "Come in," she said. "Mama isn't doing very well today. She hadn't had her hair combed for a while, and she says I can't do it because I pull too hard, and it makes her head hurt." The house smelled like the nursing home Lucy's primary class had visited at Christmas time. Grandma Irma was sitting in the easy chair by the bookcase, just as she always did, but she looked different. She was smaller, thinner, and very pale. Lucy wasn't sure what to do. Usually, she skipped up to Grandma Irma's chair for a hug and a kiss, but this time she went and sat down on the flowered couch. "Hello, Grandma," Lucy's mom said, taking Grandma Irma's hand. Grandma looked up at her, frowned, and asked, "Who are you?" "I'm Jane," Lucy's mom said. "I knew that," Grandma Irma said. Then she pulled her hand away and looked down at her lap. Granny and Lucy's mom started talking quietly in the corner of the room. Lucy's dad sat down beside Lucy on the couch. They didn't talk. Lucy kept glancing up at Grandma Irma. Her throat felt thick, like she was going to cry, and she wished there was something that she could do to help. Grandma's hair was free of the long braid she usually wore, wrapped around her head like a crown. Her white hair floated around her wrinkled face. Lucy thought she looked lost. When Lucy had visited her in the past, she had watched Grandma Irma comb her hair. Lucy loved to watch her unbraid it and comb it until it hung down to her waist. Next, Grandma parted it down the middle and sections each half into three parts. As she braided, she flipped a piece of her hair over her shoulder with each twist. Then she wrapped her braids around her head, one in front and one behind, and fixed them there with funny U-shaped silver hairpins. Over the braids went a hairnet as fine as cobwebs. While she watched, Lucy liked to tell her about school and what she was doing with her friends. Grandma always told her that someday she was going to cut all of her hair off so that there would be less of it to take off, but Lucy knew that she'd never do it. On clear days, the sunshine came through the window and touched the black-and-white picture of Grandpa Eddie that sat on the dresser. He had died a long time ago. Slowly, Lucy got up from the couch. The house was so quiet that she felt like she had to tiptoe and whisper. She crept up to Grandma Irma's chair and put her hand on Grandma's soft arm. "Can I comb your hair for you?" she asked. Grandma Irma turned her head and looked into Lucy's face. She didn't say anything. "Grandma," Lucy's mom said, "this is Lucy. Do you remember?" "Lucy?" Grandma Irma looked surprised. Lucy remembered that a long time ago Grandma Irma had a baby girl named Lucy who had died. "My Lucy?" "No," Lucy's mom said softly. "She's my Lucy." "Can I comb your hair, Grandma?" Lucy asked again. "Yes," Grandma Irma said. Granny handed the brush to Lucy. She took it and lifted a long bunch of Grandma's hair and carefully started brushing. Her hair smelled like apricots and hair conditioner. It was hard to brush with lots of knots, so she had to do it slowly. After a few minutes, Grandma lifted her bony hand and put it on Lucy's to stop her from brushing. "I'll tell you a secret," she said, sounding just like she used to. "If you hold my hair above where you were brushing, it won't pull so much." "Okay, I'll try it." Grandma sighed. "That's better." Lucy brushed and brushed. Grandma's hair got softer and softer. Lucy thought about the day she had come to Grandma Irma's house to visit, and they had decided to drive over to the post office and get the mail. When they arrived home, Grandma discovered that she had locked the keys in the house. So they pushed out the screen in the bedroom window, and Grandma hoisted Lucy up. Lucy had climbed in the window, trotted through the house, and unlocked the door. When they found the keys on the kitchen table, they laughed until their tummies ached. When Grandma's hair was all combed out, Lucy parted it in the middle and then divided each section into three. She was glad that she had practiced braiding on her friends at school, but Grandma Irma's hair was lots longer, so it was harder to braid. While she worked, she hummed a song that Grandma Irma used to hum while she watered all her plants. She wore a yellow ribbon, Grandma Irma said. What? Lucy asked. That's the song you're humming, Granny told Lucy. Mama used to sing it really loud when she went out to milk the cows when she was a young lady. Then my daddy, who lived next door, would hear her and come and milk the cow for her. She wore a yellow ribbon, Grandma Irma said again and smiled. Lucy finished one long white braid and secured it with an elastic. Then she moved to the other side of Grandma's chair and started on the other side. It's time we left, Dad said. Are you almost finished there, honey? She nodded, concentrating on getting the braid smooth and even. When she was done, she put the brush on the armrest of the chair. I love you, Grandma, she whispered. I know, Grandma said, turning her head slowly to look at her. Lucy watched while her mom and dad hugged Grandma goodbye. Mom was crying. Lucy moved around the front of Grandma's chair and leaned over to hug her. Grandma lifted both her trembling hands and cupped Lucy's face. Lucy tipped her chin down and Grandma kissed her on the forehead. Only Grandma Irma gave forehead kisses. Bye, Grandma, Lucy said. By the door, Granny put her hand on Lucy's shoulder and said, Thanks so much. You really helped out, more than you know. Lucy looked back at Grandma Irma. She was still slumped in her chair. She still looked tired and thin, but now her hair was hanging smoothly in two braids on either side of her face. As she watched, Grandma slid her fingers down one braid. For some reason, Lucy felt better. She smiled, hugged Granny, and skipped out into the sunshine. End of the article, Combing Grandma's Hair, based on a true story by Beverly J. Alstrom.
FHE, trying to be like